I'm going to hand the reins over to Lino and Chris to give you guys their picks, who their Ironmans are going to be, who the most eliminations are going to go to, and more importantly, what kind of event you guys are going to be expecting. So 1, 2, 3, and it is off to you.
Yeah, so again, El Nino, this is, I always love this pay-per-view. It's my favorite out of all of them on the year. It's the most exciting. I feel like a kid every time it comes around. This year, I won't be able to watch it live for the first time, I want to say, since 2010. So it's going to be, I'm a little upset about that, but I'm going to be on a beach, so not that upset. So I'm going to be, sipping the pina coladas, the cigars, it's going to be fun, but... Regarding this pay-per-view, El Nino, I mean, the build has been pretty good. It hasn't been too disappointing. Kevin Owens ends up winning an 8-man tournament to face the guy that never defends his belt and Logan Paul for the United States title. I assume that's opening the show. If not that, I'll say one of the Rumbles. But is this a predictable outcome where we see Kevin Owens come up short, Logan Paul probably going to be a marquee match of Mania, and are the rumors true with Logan versus John Cena at WrestleMania? Because I've heard that.
Yeah, I hope, as much as I would love Kevin Owens to win the title, I don't think it's happening. I think, like you said there, a screwy finish, Logan Paul gets the win, and I honestly wouldn't be surprised if John Cena, because you got to have John Cena involved if he says he's available, and I think Logan Paul called dibs and made an offer of like, okay, the U.S. title, drop it to Cena. Then the next night you can do his open challenges again. So I think Logan Paul wins tonight or at Royal Rumble.
Yeah, I agree too. I think Kevin Owens is a guy where he's main evented the last two Manias, which is insane to say. But since the Sami Zayn bloodline feud, it's kind of momentum has gone down the toilet. He got hurt. I understand that. But I don't see him really benefiting long-term from this Logan Paul feud. Logan Paul has absolutely done wonders in the ring. A lot of people making fun of, oh, prime this, prime that. He's not a wrestler, but man, he's actually held his own. And we know that Rumble spot from last year. So I got to give Logan Paul his flowers. I don't like giving any Paul brother flowers, but I got to give Logan his flowers. I agree with you there. I think he retains in probably dirty fashion, whether it's KSI, whether it's Jake Paul interfering. I think he's retaining the title. So that being said, we're going to move on. We're going to talk more here about the Women's Royal Rumble. So the people that have been declared so far are Bayley, Nia Jax, Becky Lynch, and Bianca Belair. We all know that there's going to be an abundance of people in this one. I'll start. We have four different questions that I'll ask. The first one I'll ask, you can answer, then I'll answer with my own. The Iron Woman. Now, we go through this every single year. Who's going to last the longest in this? Becky Lynch has been it before. Charlotte Flair has been it before. Do you see an NXT call-up be that person? Do you see a Shayna Baszler getting some sort of momentum here? Or do you think it's going to be a usual suspect as the Iron Woman in the Rumble?
I'll go off the board, and I think Bayley is going to be the Iron Woman in this. I think she's going to probably, if she's not starting it, I say first like 5 entrants. And I see her like lasting the longest in this match.
I like that just because of we talked about it. I remember at the Survivor Series War Games match, like, is she turning face?
Yeah.
And lo and behold, it never really happened. They've hinted at it numerous times. I'm going to go off the board here. I'm going to say AJ Lee is the Iron Woman of this match because There have been rumors. They have dropped a couple hints with a couple NXT interviews. I don't know if you saw with Cora Jade. There's a couple little hints there. I think AJ Lee comes in, I'll say rather early. I'll say maybe around the 3 to 6 range. She lasts Final Four, probably just to get eliminated by, I don't know, maybe Becky or someone. But I'm really excited for AJ. I think she is going to be one of those surprise entrants, and that's going to actually make me go to my next question for you. Other than AJ, other than a couple other names, who do you want to see be that top surprise entrant in the Women's Rumble?
I'll go Jade Cargill because I think it's about time.
There like, it is.
She signed with the company who knows how long ago. It feels like a lifetime ago. So I would hope that she's tapped for this. Like, even though she doesn't have to wrestle on Raw or SmackDown, but I hope that all this time that she was at the Performance Center since they signed her and made it a big deal, that it's leading towards something at her debut match at WrestleMania. So I think the Royal Rumble would be the perfect start for her.
Surprise for me. Sasha Banks comes back. I think it's time. Plant the seeds. If Bayley doesn't win the Royal Rumble, which I don't really see her winning, have her feud with Sasha Banks. Like, maybe have Sasha come out, do the all we're friends again, kind of like what Randy and Edge did in 2021, throw each other over. You have that singles meaningful women's match at WrestleMania for no title. I think the star power's there. I think she's built a resume, man. I know a lot of, I see, guys, don't go on Twitter and search Sasha Banks because it's just all negative shit. Yeah. So I think, you know what? She really, she bet on herself. She went to other companies, other promotions. She knocked it out of the park. I think she's now a good pro. I think she understands that, you know, with Triple H in charge, because she didn't like Vince being in charge. I think there's an opening there, and I think Sasha Banks is going to be one of those women where at the end of the night, she'll be one of the most talked about. And I think Sasha, even if she doesn't win, she's going to be talked about. So I'll say Sasha Banks is the surprise that I want to see. Now, talking about most eliminations, I hate to say this because I'll just put mine out there. I'm not going to really say why. I just think the build of her has been way too much. If it's not Cargill, it's definitely Nia Jax who gets the most eliminations. I hate to say that. She had a big meaningful win against Becky on Raw. That feud is basically put to bed. There's two scenarios with Nia Jax. You either have everybody, it's kind of like the Big Show effect. Everybody goes after her and eliminates her, or she literally eliminates everybody. I think they're going to go with the latter on this one just based off her momentum. So I'll say Nia Jax, most eliminations.
Yeah, I'll go on the flip side of that. You mentioned her. I think Cargill has the most eliminations to make her look strong, but I think Nia is going to eliminate her to set up the WrestleMania match. And I'll do another surprise here. As Nia is talking shit, I think Liv Morgan drop kicks her. She goes over the ropes, and then her and Cargill fight on the outside. So I think it's not going to be like the Big Show elimination. I think they're going to get a little creative with this one, with Nia getting eliminated.
Liv Morgan, I'd love to see her back. I'd love to see Mandy. There's a lot of names, but now we got to get to the most important question. Who do you have winning this match?
Originally, I thought they were probably going to go with Becky, just because of the way her and Rhea, but the past few weeks I've been looking more on SmackDown. I think Bayley's going to win this. I think they're kind of teasing some tension there ever since Asuka joined the group, but Damage Control. So I think Bayley wins it. And then we have that little swerve, like Triple H had when Batista said, yeah, I'm going after you. And then I think that's what's going to happen. I think Sasha Banks, if she comes back as a face, they can also align there. So I think Bayley turns, and then Becky will probably get her shot at Mania in the Elimination Chamber.
I'll say Becky wins the Rumble. I think at this point in time, what we saw on Raw, everybody wants to see it. Yeah. Now, again, she doesn't have to win the Rumble to see that. She could win in the Elimination Chamber, but I just love, I think Becky Lynch has earned a Rumble win. She's carried it this year. She held the freaking NXT women's title too. She, a lot of people were pissed that she took the belt off Stratton. But Stratton, I think, is another name that's going to be in the Rumble. I think she's finally ready to take that step. I don't want to see Charlotte have a successful Rumble. I think it's her time to kind of
put Charlotte's old. I think.
Oh, is she out? Yeah, is she injured?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was apparently, I thought it was like a fake injury. Apparently it's legit. Okay. Like a bad one.
Like a back injury?
Yeah, or her. I think it's ACL, something like that. Oh, but so it's a long one. I thought it was a work.
So SummerSlam, she'll win the belt.
Yeah,
probably. So I'll say Becky Lynch just because of the year she's had, but I absolutely love your Bayley pick. I think that's a pick where very under the radar, kind of like when Randy won in 17, like, okay, obviously, what was it, like a day before the freaking rumors came out, oh yeah, Randy's a last minute win. But before that, we had no fucking idea. So I like your Bayley pick. I like my Becky pick. I think this Rumble could deliver. Before we move on, Trish Stratus, what's the percentage she's in this Rumble?
I say 90.
90?
They got a show to promote there, so I think she's 90% in it.
Man, I fucking loved her feud with Becky.
It was actually, it exceeded expectations there. I was actually surprised, a cage match, the bump on the head there. They actually went at it.
The welt.
So, yeah, that was delivered.
Hey, well, you know what? Now we got to move on. We're going to move on to the Universal Championship. We got Roman Reigns. We got Randy Orton. We got LA Knight. Yeah. And we got AJ Styles. I got to give AJ Styles credit, man. The guy gets hurt. People kind of forget about him. Gets lost in the weeds. How many years now? Four in a row where it's like, yeah, maybe make him a main event star, but then we'll just put him with the OC again for the millionth time. But here he is. He's looking better than ever. Everybody has a problem with Roman Reigns. I love how they built it where Roman interfered and then Nick Aldis goes to Paul Heyman. He's like, yeah, you're in a fatal four-way. And Roman Reigns is still celebrating. And Paul Heyman's like, oh, fuck. How am I going to tell this guy this? So the build has been really, really intriguing to me. Who do you think wins this? Do you see The Rock costing Roman Reigns in this spot? Or do you think this is just another way of having Roman maybe pin a guy who's been floundering in LA Knight?
Yeah, I hope The Rock costs him this. I think it would make more sense, like, having The Rock challenge him for the title does one thing where it's like, okay, it's predictable Rock won't win. But if it's like one-on-one non-title, they could put it out there that maybe The Rock does win that and you can extend the feud. But if it's for a title, I think it just takes away from everything. Like, you know, it's predictable. So I hope that Roman, he doesn't have to take the pin. Or if he does, maybe it's because of The Rock, but I'd like to see Randy get the title or LA Knight or even AJ. I think if AJ, if they have a long-term plan for him to have like a solid WrestleMania main event style match with the right guy, I think they can make it work.
I think with this match, there's a lot of possibilities. I mean, we'll give our predictions for the Rumble winner in a second, but you look at these four guys, Roman's been the guy forever. Unfortunately, whatever reason, he hasn't defended it at all this year, which is unfortunate, but he never has a bad match. I think this match is going to probably be match of the night, if not runner up to the men's or the women's Rumble, whichever one they'll be more creative with. But I love AJ and Randy in this just because you look at their physique, you look at their story coming back. I'll make my prediction, man. I think this is where Randy Orton wins the title. And I'm not even fucking mad about it. I know there's people out there that are, oh, man, he's fucking old. It's going to be, what, his 15th reign? Well, you know what, man? He was off for freaking 18 months. Give the guy his flowers. It's time. And if there's one guy that'll make the story for Cody that much more meaningful, maybe not as meaningful, but almost on par, it's Randy Orton. It's the guy that made him legacy. It's a full circle moment. If AJ Styles were to win this, that would throw me completely off because you look at all the possible Rumble winners and none of them kind of correlate with AJ. CM Punk versus AJ Styles sounds very intriguing, but I don't see AJ Styles winning. I think he'll be more of a guy to maybe feud with LA Knight at Mania. It's still a wild card to me because there's still the Elimination Chamber. There's a lot of factors with The Rock. You don't know what's happening, but I'll go Randy Orton wins the WWE title, and I think he faces Cody at WrestleMania. And then we're going to close it. The Men's Royal Rumble, I don't know what's main eventing. Probably the Fatal 4-Way, I'll say, is main eventing if I had to make a prediction. But Alino, the Iron Man in this one, who do you have? There's a lot of intriguing names here. An X-Factor, I will say, based on the build, you might laugh. I could see this, to me, it's very interesting. What do you think about, what the fuck's his name? The guy that is feuding with Rey. Do you see
Santos?
Do you see Santos having a big Rumble, or do you think they're kind of just fuck it?
I think they'll probably have him get eliminated by Rey. Just the way they've been hyping him up, I think that's going to be two entries in the Rumble where it's like, ah, what the fuck was the point of that? So Rey's going to come out and probably just throw him out, and then Dominic will throw Rey out or something.
So who do you think the Iron Man is? Is it Drew?
I think Drew. Yeah. I was thinking Punk, but like then it's like, why are you going to expose Punk by having him? He's in his 40s now. Like, he hasn't been wrestling every single week, so why put him in the match for over an hour? I think pick your spots with him. Drew, I think you can build it up more like, oh, now he got cost again in the Royal Rumble. Two guys had to throw him out, and it just pisses him off even more as they built to Mania. So I'll go Drew McIntyre as an Iron Man in this.
You're going to laugh with my Iron Man, and he's had a fucking phenomenal year. Give me Dominic Mysterio to be the Iron Man of this match. He's wrestled the most matches this year. He's a guy that strives in any situation based on how much he's fucking hated. So if you put him in at number two, you put him in at number three, he does kind of like what Randy Orton did in 2004. He teases so many times getting eliminated, and he just sticks in it. Will he be a Final Four? Probably not, but I'll say Final Eight. I think he'll be he'll either be 1, 2, or 3, I'll say, in the Rumble. I think he lasts the longest. So I'll say Dominic Mysterio adds to his incredible year and a half. Just a tremendous performer. I got to give Dom all the credit. So I'll say Dominic Mysterio is the Iron Man in terms of most eliminations. I got to just go ahead and say, I think you have to have it be Drew McIntyre, just based off of everything that they've kind of done with him. So close to winning anything, and he never, ever comes through. I think this is a motivated Drew. I'll say he gets around 8 eliminations in this one.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think that's a good estimate there. I don't think they'll do the whole thing where like 14 guys like Brock. Like, I think they'll do like 8, 7, 8, something around there. I think Drew will be that guy, because if he's going to start going after one guy, another guy, Dominic Mysterio, I don't think he'll eliminate him. I think Dominic will be one of the casualties that stay alive in the match. It's just going to come down to when is Gunther coming in, and then when Brock's coming in and Bobby coming in. Like, when those guys all get in there, I think they have it all staged out where Drew will be in one portion of the match, the other guys will have like another rivalry going in the other half, and then Cody and Punk at the end. So I think it could be an interesting one.
I just really hope, for God's sake, they don't treat Bobby like an afterthought in this, because there have been so many years in the past where it's, oh, wow. I mean, like, look at Baron Corbin. He's going to have a great Rumble. Bam, gets thrown out.
Yeah.
Like, look at, like, there have been so many, even Drew McIntyre a couple of years ago. The guy got thrown out like nothing. There's a lot of names that you always expect they're going to have a great Rumble, and then they just don't. I think Bobby is in that category right now, and he's too good to be in that category. So I think you have time to build him up. You never really revisited the Brock and Bobby feud that should have been at WrestleMania. They gave Brock to Omos, whatever reason. I think Bobby Lashley has to have a big Rumble. I don't know if he will, but he has to at least get 3-4 eliminations last 10 minutes, because I'll never forget vividly, I think it was 21, Big E.
Yeah.
He literally came in, and I remember we were talking on our pod. We're like, this guy is going to be, I think it was Final Four, and he lasted like 2 minutes. You cannot do that with Bobby, especially after aligning with the Street Profits. So we'll see with that. We both agree with Drew having the most eliminations. Now we got to go to who's winning this freaking thing. Alino, I'll start with you, and then I'll give you my prediction.
I'm going to go with, you know what? I'll go CM Punk. I thought they were going to do like the double ending, like Bret Hart and Lex Luger did, because I've been seeing that whole thing online. They keep on posting that clip, like, oh, the last time two guys went over, and then Cena and Batista, and then they had to have a winner when Vince McMahon tore both quads out and still went in the ring, sat down, cut his promo, like nothing. Fucking maniac. And I just think that if they were to do that, like, I mean, many people would think, okay, Cody, what are they going to do with him? Like, it doesn't do anything. So I'll say Punk wins, and I'll say Jimmy Uso and Solo are the reasons why Cody gets eliminated.
Okay, I like that a lot. I do agree in that. I'll say CM Punk as well wins the Rumble. You can't have this guy come back, get the reception that he did. He's never won a Royal Rumble, and then not win the Royal Rumble. Call it lazy, call it predictable. There are still a lot of other options. Like, you have a potential Cody Rhodes to win back-to-back. You have a guy, maybe Gunther could win, maybe solidify himself as that main event guy. The Rock's another guy, or it's, you never know. Like, they could throw a curveball. Batista's won it past his prime. You never know. But CM Punk, I think, wins the Royal Rumble. I agree with you there. And I think Cody Rhodes wins at the Chamber. He's going to take on Randy Orton at WrestleMania. So I'll say Seth Rollins, CM Punk, night one. And you have, or maybe not. So here's another fucking dilemma. You have either Cody Rhodes and Randy not main event, or you have Seth and Punk not main event. Which one do you think would not main event out of those two?
I think Cody Randy starts night two, first match. And then you do Roman the Rock in the main event.
Yeah.
Night one, you do Punk versus, or if it is Rollins, you never know. Maybe CM Punk wins a title in the Chamber, and then the Royal Rumble winner, or Damian Priest, or someone else comes up, and they end up being opposite CM Punk in the main event.
I swear to God, if Priest is in the main event of Mania, that'll be disgusting. They've done him well, though. He's been a guy where he's been like a mid-carder for so many years, and now it's like, okay, yeah, you're like a sub main eventer right now. Maybe just, he's probably more of a main eventer than Finn at this point. I hate to say that, but like, Finn Balor, good on you, buddy. You're a good pro. Other than that, you haven't had much success. But that's the Rumble. We got CM Punk. We think he's winning. We have Drew McIntyre. We think he's going to have a great Rumble. You have Bailey. I have Becky. The four horsewomen are still running it. It's crazy.
It's a surprise in the men's. You think there's going to be a lot? Because every year
we forgot about the surprises.
There's always a rumor, but then there's nobody that shows up. At the women's one, there's like 50 that they call up because they don't have so many on their roster. With the men, it's like it's disappointing because then there's like two that come in like, oh, they got Santino Marella. Good for him. We like him, but like what the fuck is this going to do?
Damn, that's a tough question. Who is a surprise for the men? Realistically, I'll say, I mean, he's not really a surprise, but he is. It's Brock Lesnar.
Yeah.
I'll say Big E. Big E. I think if you really want a feel good story, Big E is in this. I'll say Big E. I want to say like Stone Cold in them, but nah, don't see it.
Gonna go off the board. X-Pac.
There you go.
Pop the cruiserweight crowd. I think X-Pac would be a fun one.
I think. What would get the fucking crowd going? I think there have been rumors with Batista.
Oh, imagine.
So I think Batista coming back, maybe going face to face with a Lashley, going face to face with a Drew, with a Brock. Like that's awesome. We've never seen the Animal versus the Beast. That was rumored for fucking years.
We need
never
Brock in there to come out. Dominic is the only one in the ring, and then Brock's music. Just
oh, that'd be fucking amazing. That'd be amazing.
That's a rivalry that needs to be renewed there.
Oh, that remember Ray with the pipes. That was awesome. But that's it for the Royal Rumble.